It's not impossible, I tell her. Do you think I haven't been having the same arguments with myself, the same thoughts? I've been trying to imagine how we can have a future together. So what about this? I think one way for me to not travel so far would be if we lived in a city. I mean, there would be more bodies the right age nearby, and while I don't know how I get passed from one body to the next, I do feel certain that the distance I travel is related to how many possibilities there are. So if we were in New York City, I'd probably never leave. There are so many people to choose from, so we could see each other all the time, be with each other. I know it's crazy. I know you can't just leave home on a moment's notice, but eventually we could do that. Eventually, that could be our life. I will never be able to wake up next to you, but I can be with you all the time. It won't be a normal life, I know that, but it will be a life together. I've pictured us there, having an apartment to ourselves, me coming home each day, kicking off my shoes, us making dinner together, then crawling into bed, with me tiptoeing out when midnight approaches. Growing up together, knowing more of the world through knowing her. But she's shaking her head. There are tears becoming possible in her eyes. And that's all it takes for my fantasy to pop. That's all it takes for my fantasy to become another fool's dream. That will never happen, she says gently. I wish I could believe it, but I can't. But Rhiannon, I want you to know, if you were a guy I met, if you were the same guy every day, if the inside was the outside, there's a good chance I could love you forever. This isn't about the heart of you. I hope you know that. But the rest is too difficult. There might be girls out there who could deal with it. I hope there are. But I'm not one of them. I just can't do it. Now my tears are coming. So, what? This is it? We stop? I want us to be in each other's lives, but your life can't keep derailing mine. I need to be with my friends, eh? I need to go to school and go to prom and do all the things I'm supposed to do. I am grateful, truly grateful, not to be with Justin anymore, but I can't let go of the other things. I'm surprised by my own bitterness. You can't do that for me the way I can do that for you. I can't. I'm sorry, but I can't. We are outside, but the walls are closing in. We are on solid ground, but the bottom has just dropped out. Rhiannon, I say, but the words stop there. I can't think of anything else to say. I've run out of my own argument. She leans over and kisses me on the cheek. I should go, she says. Not forever, but for now. Let's talk again in a few days. If you really think about it, you'll come to the same conclusion. And then it won't be as bad. Then we'll be able to work through it together and figure out what comes next. I want there to be something next. It just can't be love, a relationship, dating, what you want. She stands up. I am left stranded on the bench. We'll talk, she assures me. We'll talk, I echo. It sounds empty. She doesn't want to leave it like this. She will stay until I give some indication of being all right, of surviving this moment. Rhiannon, I love you, I say. And I love you. That isn't the question, she's saying, but it's not the answer either. I wanted love to conquer all, but love can't conquer anything. It can't do anything on its own. It relies on us to do the conquering on its behalf. I get home and Lisa's mother is cooking dinner. It smells amazing, but I can't imagine having to sit at the table and make conversation. I can't imagine talking to a single other person. I can't imagine making it through the next few hours without screaming. I tell her I'm not feeling well and head upstairs. I lock myself in Lisa's bedroom and feel that's where I'll always be. Locked inside a room, trapped with myself.